Welcome back to Dumbracken.
Yeah, so I just thought it would be good to update into like what we're going about today, and maybe if we get a little bit of traction around the town, we can actually do some good here, because the town council, you guys know that we need to put the message out there that we're willing to help.
Now, I take some offense that I have not been doing good work for the last 35 years
but
on this council.
You're still willing to do work, I think that's
important. Yes, but it just implies that up till now, I have been ineffective.
Well, no, I'm going to be honest. Up till now, I'll agree with you. And I'll say, and join you in the pact and say that I have also been ineffective for the last...
No, I have not been ineffective. I have pushed through many important... points.
You were the one who said you were ineffective.
No, I'm saying you're implying I'm ineffective. I spent 35 years on this council. I know how to run this council, and I know I have helped make this town better.
Well, I'll admit, I haven't for 12 years.
Well, if I may say, like from the outside, it does seem like you guys are doing a lot, because I appreciate I'm sort of, you know, fresh blood around the scene. And I wouldn't have joined, you know, this as an initiative if I hadn't seen you guys, you know, look at least like you were doing some work. Even if you weren't feeling like you were doing the work, it seemed like you were doing work and I wanted to get involved.
For me, I've been doing work, sure. I've been doing work, but it would often work that benefits me. And I want to actually, like, help the community. Is that weird to say? Is that a weird thing to...
Well, perhaps you could try joining the Amateur Dramatic Society, say you?
Not going to join the winter production, but maybe put me down for the spring?
Oh, how about the summer when we've got the shorts on?
I get... Well, we'll see. What is your, what is the winter play this year?
Oh, the winter play? Well, it's a little one that I wrote, with a bit of spare time on my hands. I'm on the city council, and all of my downtime goes into the amateur dramatics. But this year, well, you know Swan Lake?
I do, yeah.
Well, I decided to bring in some of my Harry Potter fanfiction, and I'm writing Wand Lake.
Is this derivative of the wand cracker?
Last year's, yeah, I saw that. I didn't realize, I hadn't made the connection that was you as well.
I'd like to think, though, it's... Wholly original, and not just like a derivative or a runoff from last
what about
year's.
Black Wand the year before, which was Black Swan. He like
oh yeah,
very
yeah.
good ballet Harry Potter fan fiction. Not going to deny, but
very stylized for Christmas. I was impressed. I was impressed.
I am starting to see a theme developing here. Yes, but this one's definitely worthwhile going to.
Well, you know what? Actually,
is this a promise? Because every year we give you the theater for the Christmas period.
And I always deliver, don't I?
Yes, but every year I ask, will there be there something for the families, something to celebrate Christmas, something to celebrate true meaning of Christmas. And every year the children are turned away for mature content.
Would you rather the children see mature content? I'll allow it, but I would not go for it.
I just wish you could... Perhaps a pantomime one year. Is that an unreasonable request?
The issue I have is that he lets the children in at the start, lets them buy a ticket, and then 5 minutes in, there's a adult warning and all the kids have to leave but don't get refunds, and it happens every time, so I don't know.
They learn about disappointment in the same way that I have been turned down for many roles over the years, but I found out whenever you can write roles that are perfect for you, you'll nail it every time. And if anything, it makes it a bit more realistic, because you're barely even acting at that stage. Maybe you're getting deeper within the character of yourself.
I don't know how that applies to the kids, though.
Oh, the kids, yes, yes. They truly do fund the arts whenever they buy those tickets.
Because we also, we deny, by giving you the theater every year, we deny the primary school the chance to do their play.
Well, let's face it, that would not be good. Can we agree on that?
Nativities over the last few decades.
What about this? What if you decided to work as the director of the primary school's new nativity?
Yes, perhaps
year?
We could have like a early afternoon show with the kids, and then after dark, you can do whatever you wish to do.
But I'm sorry. I know that you're more senior in this than I am, but I'd just like to raise the point that it's winter, so you say after dark, that's going to be like
yes, I want those kids to be in bed by 3. Okay. I want them to start early. I want them to tire themselves out, and I think I speak for all the parents in this town.
And you think that this potential drama production collaboration will do exactly that?
Well, not a two separate productions. Oh. One child-friendly one early in the day where the children get to participate. And then you can do your...
Oh, it's like a nativity.
Yes, that's exactly it. I've been beating around the bush. I would like to do a nativity play, please. Just once.
May I play the baby Jesus?
It feels like just the one role that should go to a kid. But I guess if that's only one condition.
I mean, or a doll.
A doll? Do you think a doll
it's
would be a better...
It's been so long since this town last had a nativity play, but I don't recall the baby Jesus having many lines.
He cries quite a bit sometimes. It depends on the depiction, really. Some say he's meek and mild. I say he's an angry child.
No, is this the one where he carries the cross?
No. Is the Easter commonly mistaken?
Right.
I would disagree with common mistake, but...
But you might have seen the Easter production where, yes, I did drag that cross around town, fell 3 times, not once, not twice, 3, and then was nailed to the cross.
Dressed as Harry Potter,
yes. Someone did shout Avada Kedavra, and I died on the cross. But then with the Horcrux, I was able to come back, much like the way Jesus came back 3 days later.
Why? I ask, how long have you been writing fanfic for Harry Potter? Or have you written any other fanfic?
No, you've done it.
Oh. Yeah.
I've been doing it for quite some time. I have many a back catalog.
And,
It is categorized based on age rating.
That's one category, really.
Well, let's agree to disagree.
No, I think we can all pretty much agree.
Yes, I mean, yeah, I just, it's very difficult because you're so popular in the town council. You always get the votes to close the roads for your production. And
that's because the other town councillors are always part of the plays. Like,
oh,
I think that's...
Oh,
I don't.
We have to be a part?
No.
We do not.
We're expressly often asked not
Thank
to.
Thank God. No, I was going to ask.
You do not have the experience.
I thought I didn't have the transphobia.
Oh, because the author's a massive turf, yeah.
I will say J.K. Rowling has attempted to sue us on multiple occasions.
She has tried to
shut them down for their
Which
depictions.
Which was the reason that we actually nominated ourselves as best small town in the country, but apparently that wasn't enough to get nominated. They said that the streets were terrible, riddled.
Riddle?
Well, that is why I fell 3 times while depicting Jesus, of course. The roads are awful.
Yeah, he wasn't planning on doing it. He had a brand new production where Jesus was incredibly, incredibly butch, walking through completely muscular, wasn't going to fall twice. He was going to beat up God, I think, at one point.
It was on the cards.
But then he fell over.
Sorry, just circling back to something. And again, you guys can shut me down whenever you want.
We'll have a good circle back.
Well, you know what? I'll let you make your point, but there is something I wish to bring up after this.
Okay, well, I was just going to circle back to what Dermot was saying about the new town, the best town, new town?
We were nominated by ourselves as best small town.
Is that something that we should try and...
They said we should try and work towards it, but they said we were not allowed to nominate ourselves again for 3 years. Oh. They got so disgusted.
Do we need to befriend another town to put us on the ballot?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
They couldn't believe someone had the audacity to submit their own town. And when the 3 judges came, 2 of them got gangrene.
How long were they in the town for?
We thought it'd be bad if they got the full experience, so we asked them to stay for 3 weeks.
And how many of the judges left the town, or is that...
One who immediately hightailed it out of the town.
They did all leave, just staggered. No one died, if that's what you're getting at.
Oh, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, no, I could see what you were. No.
One immediately, fine. 2, 18 days later... Horribly gangrenous.
But that is part of the experience, I'd say. We've all been victims of gangrene, and if anything, our efforts in raising awareness of gangrene, I think it's gone unnoticed by, other towns and the like. I think we should maybe put forward for gangrene awareness, huh?
Now, I know I opened with saying how I have not been ineffective, but I feel like no one in this town still knows what gangrene actually is.
Diarmid's looking it up on his laptop. I can see that right now.
He's Googled,
and he's gone into images. That's a bad idea. That's a very bad idea.
It is a dangerous and potentially fatal condition that happens when the blood flow to a large area of tissue is cut off. So I just
sort two of the judges.
Now I will.
Two of the judges.
I would also say you didn't need to look it up on your laptop. You could have looked at one of the many posters.
Okay, so I didn't want to get into this, but I put in for the gangrene poster competition, guys, under a pseudonym.
You did not know what it was. It was very apparent.
I just thought if we can get all the inner city youths to go about...
How large do you believe our town to be?
Look, anyone can be an inner city youth if they believe. If they wear a hoodie, they look dangerous, but this is a green hoodie. It's good for the planet.
Oh my
God. You know,
God.
Inspire the kids. This is what I'm all about.
This is explaining why I got so much post about this. And so you used the pseudonym, but you used a real, you used my name for that application. You
is
really
that not what a pseudonym is? It's not my name.
Now, this actually sort of brings me back to the point I wanted to mention earlier. Before this meeting started, I sent everyone an agenda, and I would like to vote that we actually stick to the agenda for one of these meetings.
Hear, hear.
You're here.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I just made that
second
up.
Second. Wonderful. Three. We've got a majority here. That's.
I guess then.
Yes. So first item, we have a new member joining our council, and I thought we should all introduce ourselves. I've just felt like chronologically that seems
that,
like.
That's it. Fair. I mean, I am.
That's a very good idea. I will go first as head of this little cabal. I thought there was going to be a little pushback there.
No, I respect
I
the hierarchy.
Know who you guys are, but sure, it's cool to hear in your own words.
Yeah, I'm Dermot.
Yeah.
Dermot Green. I did get a little confused, but gangrene, because it's a little bit like my name. For a while, I thought it was my grandmother, but it was not. It was a fatal disease. It's not gangrene. So I'm Dermot. I work at the florist's.
Mm-hmm.
Green's florist.
I've ordered from you a lot.
Yeah, but I'm just following the agenda here. But thank you for ordering, and sorry about the delay.
I think there might be GDPR issues with your florist.
Why?
The fact that you used my name.
I don't understand.
You used my name for your pseudonym. You
no,
will
it was
have
my
seen my
pseudonym.
Could I remind everyone to stick to the agenda,
sorry,
please?
We're moving on.
We voted on this already.
Next.
You can say you're saying under any other business.
Okay.
That's great. I'll say that.
Any other business later on. Who wants to introduce themselves next?
If I may, Colonel Marzipan Robert. Of course, retired. My army days are long behind me. But I find. A lot of passion for the amateur dramatics, but...
Really? That's a joke. That was a joke. No, it's too soon for jokes, I'm sorry.
I didn't
You're
enjoy
not
it.
Very good with comedic timing, I've got to say. Something you could work on. Maybe you could come to one of my my workshops sometime.
I would advise strongly against it,
oh,
but
God,
it's your
no,
choice.
I wasn't planning on
okay.
that at all.
That's not that it's
okay.
a bad workshop, it's just such a... I don't want to say dangerous environment, intimidating environment, I think.
I mean, working with someone like me, I understand. Because, you know, you're working with a star, essentially a star in this.
A star who's been through wars, and, like, it shows in your training, I think.
Yes, I know. Sometimes I do just drift off and get that 1,000 yard stare, and I hear the banging and the...
I'm getting eyes again.
Sorry,
so
I'm
drifting to the agenda.
Off.
That's all right. Let him get it out of his system. That's part of his joke. I feel like it's an accurate reflection of who he
is. Very true. I think we both have given fair representations of ourselves so far.
Do I need to give my questions for any other business?
Any other business? Well, that's immediately after.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh,
switching it up. Okay.
Yes.
Hello, I am Stephanie Bunting.
Hey.
Yes.
That's like my pseudonym.
Yeah, I think you use Steffi.
Yeah, too wise.
I've always wanted to engage a bit more in the town, and I sort of feel a bit like an outsider, even though I've literally lived here my entire life. I think we all have that kind of thing there. We feel a bit forgotten about. So yeah, just trying to fit in with people who also don't feel like they fit in. And as I say, like, I've followed your guys' work across the years. You seem to be doing good stuff, but now I'm here in the room. I'm actually not sure what exactly gave me that impression. It might have been the Wand Lake thing. That was pretty cool, actually, as a Christmas show.
A pretty good job for covering up. It's not that we don't try, I think.
I feel I do good works. Our Christmas tree lighting was spectacular this year, but I realize I'm getting off topic myself.
Yeah, I think it's good if you introduce yourself, and then we can say about your...
No, sorry, were you finished with your introduction?
I was just going to have a little cheeky comment that my favorite flower is, of course...
Tulip.
Hydrangeas.
Which is tulip in French.
I'm not sure that's correct, but...
I'm the one who sells the flowers.
Yes, of course you are.
That's what you do, of course. Of course, I thought makes sense. Good to see you.
Thank you, Colonel.
I, of course, I am Rosemary Rose. My family, I'm actually descended from the people who originally founded this town. I've lived here all my life, and if you're renting, there's a very likely chance I'm your landlady.
Oh.
Both of our landladies.
Yeah, no, Sam.
Oh, all three of them. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yes. You're all wonderful tenants.
How many of the council do you have?
I think that would fall under any other business. There's no need to go into that right now.
It is quite problematic that you know how much all of us earn and you adjust the rent accordingly. It really keeps us trapped.
I mean, in my defense, I voted to follow GDPR rules and I was overruled.
Look, I think it's best that we all know everyone's business. That's all I'm saying. It's important.
Again, I just feel like obeying the law would stop so many lawsuits.
I don't know that any of the lawsuits have won because I stopped following the news.
They have.
You, sorry, I'll save it.
No, go ahead.
Is this other business now?
Yes.
So, yeah. Were you an actor first or were you in the war first?
War first.
Which I feel like became acting. I feel like you found a role.
Wow, that's deep.
I do believe war is a bit of a pageantry at times, you know, who can make the biggest noise, the biggest explosion, you know? A lot of it is just theatrics at the end of the day. Yes, yes, I mean, we did have to recruit some set builders to make fake tanks at one point, so whenever the planes were flying over, they were dropping bombs on the fake tanks. However, the set builders, they hadn't moved on from building the tanks, and yes, they were killed as well. Unfortunate, but they saved our lives.
I will ask this one more time, but which war did this occur?
There's been
I feel like I've heard stories like that from my grandfather.
And Rosemary Rose is your grandfather. Let's not mince words.
I want to say 17th century.
Sorry, excuse me? Excuse me, 17th century?
Yeah, I have it on good authority.
How rude.
No, no. How old do you believe me to be?
No, I'm just saying that I'm not necessarily implying your age. It's your grandparents were around 17th century? I mean, the late end, obviously.
No, 1890.
Close.
No, 17th century is 200 years out. You are 200 years out. That's.
Look, I knew I had the information in there somewhere. I just kind of got it.
All I was going to say was that let's not mince words. Her grandfather is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, no, of course. How old do you all think I am?
You've been on the council for 35 years.
Yes.
And I'll be honest, in my eyes, you haven't aged a day since you've been on it, but also
Do you have a painting in your attic? Sorry.
I do have a family portrait.
I feel like you entered this role looking like a 60-year-old, and you still look like a 60-year-old.
Well, you know what? I'm 68 right now, so I will take that.
Does that mean that she looked old for a long time?
Yes, I believe that's what he was getting at. Now I've decided to take it as a compliment.
Please don't increase my rent again.
I would never let your actions on this council affect how I treat you as a landlady.
Honestly, even though you're 60, one of my favorite people in... I'm not even going to say the whole council. I'm going to say the whole town.
Mm.
Oh, well, that's...
Not even because you're on the council with me or that you are my landlady.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you to say.
You get on her good side and good things can happen to you in this town.
Hey, we're probably... If you go back far enough, we're probably all connected.
My favorite person in the town.
I don't know about him, though.
My favorite, though, would be a little boy... Goes by the name of...
Oh, God.
No, this is actually very sweet.
Goes by the name of Jason Wilcox. He appears at my door every Tuesday. He steams my scarves. Keeps them very, very smooth. And he keeps them very, very soft. And you can't leave the house with a rough scarf. No. So I thank you very much, Jason. I hope you're maybe listening to this. And one day I will let you watch one of my plays the entire way through when you're a bit older.
Honestly, I was expecting much worse from him.
I try not to analyze you.
My therapist does enough, so.
Who's your therapist?
That's a very personal question, Stephanie.
But I she's allowed
therapy.
To ask it, and we have to reel the information. We do
GDPR.
It's so aggressively anti-GDPR that we are compelled to reveal personal information on request.
It is the corporal.
You've been going to the corporal, and you haven't been coming to the colonel.
Yes, it's
what
your...
type of joke is this, damn it?
Now, I would like to remind you, he's not a licensed therapist, and there's no doctor-patient confidentiality. Just
That's
keep
fine.
That in mind.
Even if there was GDPR.
And I was going to say, we have aggressive anti-GDPR.
Yeah.
You voted for it. You voted for it.
I didn't want to. I think we should all know everyone's business. This is a small town, and I think it's important that gossip stays alive.
It's just your wife's lawyer does not live in this town, so he's not required to hand over information. Yep, and I feel like that was the only reason you voted for it.
Smart on her part. Smart on her part.
Yeah.
Damn it. You know you could come to me at any time, any day.
I wanted to, but you scream so much in your sessions.
I'm sorry. That is the PTSD.
Which the corporal also has, I didn't realize. So.
Now, oh, yes.
I realized we somehow managed to dodge the question of which war you participated in.
Because the corporal also dodges that question, so...
I mean, just discussing the wars makes you think about it, you ruminate, and then all of a sudden you're in someone's back garden screaming with a branch in your hand, thinking it's a gun, and then you're pointing it at a child. That's not very good for the child.
Was the boy the Wilcox boy?
I would never do that to Jason.
Jason is the one thing that can pull him out of his PTSD.
A steamed scarf.
Yes. It does feel like a great burden on a fairly young man.
I do think he gets paid well, though.
Oh, yes, yeah. Life lessons galore.
Oh, I really thought he was getting paid in money. So how about this? How about next week? So my work with the corporal hasn't been going well. How about this week? I give you a go.
Oh, perfect. I will get into the role of a Freud.
Seems unnecessary, but okay, you're the... therapist.
How often do you think about your mother? I'm getting into the role here.
I see her every day.
Oh.
So I guess you're thinking about her dead. I will duly note that down.
She lives with me.
Temporary thing, or?
They kicked her out of the nursing home.
Oh.
She was a little violent, but admittedly they were giving her the wrong med, so I think she actually was fairly warranted in scrabbing three of them in the face.
Rosemary, who's your favorite person?
It's funny because she's someone who lives in the nursing home and was attacked by your mother. It is my sister, Sage.
I have apologized profusely on my mother's behalf. I know she will not apologize.
No, she will not.
I appreciate you not kicking us out.
It's been difficult, but you have vouched for her, and my sister is an incredibly forgiving woman.
She is.
She says, forgive her. She does not know what she does. She brought up the medication, but to be quite honest, I believe your mother wasn't the right medication. She was just angry about losing at Scrabble. She got very violent.
Well, all I know is...
she came forth and attacked the other three players.
They were using French words, and that's what my mother was saying.
So you know about the Scrabble, and you still believe the medication?
I do believe the medication, because my mother told me it, and I assume that that must be the truth.
You know what one of the best words to spell in Scrabble is?
No, I do not.
Quiz. It gets you 22 points.
Wow.
The Q and the Z are both worth
10. Is that single points? That's
yeah.
Not a wow. Cheaper, Joe. Huh.
So pass that on to your mother.
Pass that on to my mother.
Well, she's not welcome in the Scrabble group anymore. I will pass it on to my sister, though. I'm sure she will appreciate it.
My mother has started a guerrilla Scrabble group in the park. She scrabbed the eyes of the chess players in the park and got them to scatter. And now she has set up 4 different Scrabble games.
Now, if you guys had read the agenda, you would all know that I am, of course, aware of this. And I really wish we could have addressed the issue during this meeting.
What? Do we want to get into it now?
Do we have time?
Yes, everyone who wants to ban his mother from the park, please would I.
Aye.
Okay, I'm glad we addressed this issue.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conlath McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, including the weekly town newsletter, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, and Jared Donnelly. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.